KX Mobile.
Matco or Snap-on, or I knew you drove a tool truck. I saw a Snap-on tool truck over here the other day. I thought it might have been you.
You were up in Hendersonville. That was Jeff.
Light here. I'm trying to move up a little bit. Patrick, ND7J.
Yes, sir, I do. I have a good copy on you.
We'll see here, and I'm near the Walmart. They don't like... They don't like me over here, but I'm pulling away now, so you off to work this morning, apparently.
This is my one time a month trip down to the Michelin test track.
Interesting morning. Hopefully traffic will be on your side.
Not too bad. I'm right now coming up on 85, 26 and 85 intersection.
I'm actually just getting on 26, but heading in the other direction. But I got a short trip today. I just got to go out to Arden.
Far at all.
I square up his garage door opening. It's all out of whack. You need to do garage door, but they can't put it in because it's not squared up.
You got a garage door delivered in this craziness going on?
At the garage door yet. His first plan is to try and get the opening the right height. He added some cement and it changed the height. So we've got to fix that and we've got to make it square. So that's the project.
Get more height out of that. You're gonna, because that's got the header in it.
The whole header and all of that and reframe in. A taller header. We're going to take the old header out and reframe a new header in.
So that's a pretty good job then.
Fleet demoing it out and probably going up to Lowe's and getting the materials.
Brought your wallet, or he did.
Wallet, not mine. And actually, lumber prices have dropped a little bit, so they're not as bad as they were. They have dropped.
Maybe they'll keep dropping. I've been putting off building the house or getting started on it. So, till something happened there.
I'll build a house right about now. I'll tell you what, lumber prices are still pretty high. They have dropped. Pressure treated has dropped significantly.
Property last year with the intentions of building a house on it, and shortly after I bought it, the pandemic hit and lumber prices went through the roof, and I've just been in a holding pattern since then.
It's become an excuse for higher prices on everything, whether they need to or not. It's just really become an excuse.
See there, and then it's causing this shortage on everything. I mean, pretty much everything is, if it's not on back order, it's a slow delivery.
Right now, Patrick, so I'm going to be a little choppy for a couple minutes.
He'll make you out.
Right now, Patrick, I'm going to be choppy for a couple minutes.
I got you.
Copy, D7J.
KO4HKX, I'm still here, Bob.
I don't know if you got a copy or not, Patrick, D7J.
You can hear me, Bob, but I still got a copy on you. KO4HKX.
FJ Mobile.
4HKX. Bob, can you hear me?
Not bad area.
Traveled down here once since I got my license, so I don't remember exactly where the dead spots are at.
But in this area here, when you get close to the weigh station until you pass it, about a mile past it, you just lose it.
To do with the airport.
Mountain there, the mountains over there, or if it's the weigh station, they got that auto weight and motion deal going on. that might have something to do with it.
Possible. It's amazing how little it takes to interfere with this, and then sometimes how much it takes to interfere with the radio wave to me.
Variables and what have you, so. Well, I got past it now. I should be getting a little bit better, a little cleaner signal.
Got a little scratch with you, but you're good.
Got, in the near future, if you happen to hear him on the radio, I'm looking for him. I need to talk to him about something. No big deal.
Let him know when next time I hear him.
Get up on QRZ and navigate over to my webpage, and if he wants to, call me on the phone.
The information along for you.
Well, recently.
Just a little bit there, Bob. Can you say that again?
HF, if you've done any HF work lately.
I've been studying to get my general. Been focusing more on doing that than I have anything else.
Really good. You're limited on as a technician, so. But yeah, get that general ticket. That's a big door that opens up.
My plan, I want to try to be ready for the test the third weekend in October, third Saturday there, so I can go down and take it there.
Red Cross once a month, and if need be, you can come to a SCDXA meeting. We can test you there, too.
That's good to know. I've been trying to make it to one of those meetings. It's just Thursday's my longest day, and I've been up since 4 o'clock, man, and when I'm done, I'm ready to get home.
I understand that, and it's difficult sometimes to get to the meetings. I thought about moving them to Saturdays, but I don't know if that'll be any better. You know, people want their Saturdays to do their day off, you know.
So that moving it to Saturday is a good plan either. It's just, you got to set it, and who can make it makes it, and if they can't, they can't. I mean, that's just the way you got to do things.
Much my thought. I gave it some consideration, but like I said, people want their Saturdays off to cut the grass or whatever, honey-do list or work on antennas, whatever.
Can you learn more about antennas? That's what I've been kind of focusing on when I wasn't studying for my general.
On antennas, I've put together quite a few wires and beams and what have you, and actually enjoying that part of the hobby. I never thought I would build antennas.
There's a lot of technology that you can still play with and experiment with, it seems to me, anyway.
The electrical engineer or electronics person at all, but when it comes to building stuff, I can do that without a problem. So if I've got a plan, I can definitely make it work.
If I've got instructions, I can figure something out. We can make something work anyhow.
I did 3-element antennas, and I enjoyed even more building the 5s, and now I'm anxious to get them up in the air. Supposed to do it Monday, but it's looking like we're going to have a rainy day Monday. I'll know in another day or so. I may have to push that off a week.
He was talking about that the other day, you and him going in and splitting one of those man lists so he can put up his tower at his place.
I put a tower up or not, he called me the other day and was, I'm not sure what he's going to do now, if he's going to go ahead with the tower or not. And he's putting the same rotatable dipole up there, and I'm not sure that's, I don't think I would put that up. He had problems with it on 40 meters working local USA stuff, and I don't think it's going to perform any better on a different tower, to tell you the truth. But maybe he just wants to experiment.
And it's a tilt-over tower, so he can take it up and down fairly easy, I believe.
It is definitely a tilt-over, and I know he can raise and lower that one pretty easy. This one that he's putting up next to his building, I don't think he's going to be raising and lowering that one up and down too much, because it is attached to his building at one point up at the top. And considering that he's afraid of heights, if he wants to lower that down, he's going to go have to rent a lift to disconnect it from the building to be able to lower it down. He ain't got no reason to be afraid of heights. Bleeds just when he looks down at the ground.
Sounds like I'm starting to break up, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3's here for a little bit, and I'll keep an ear out for Chad for you, and talk to you later. KO4HKX, 7-3's.
Sorry, Patrick, I'm getting out here in a little bad area again, too, so you have a good one. Drive safe. And, yeah, tell Chad to look me up and give me a phone call. ND7J, sir.